Today is, good evening, today is May the 2nd, 2012. It is 7:52. This is a Policy Instruction Personnel Student Services Committee meeting. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Casares?
Here.
Mr. Here.
First agenda item, please.
Item A1, purchase of teacher-created materials. Ms. Vieira. On the purchase of the math curriculum resources for teachers, basically what we're wanting to purchase are some more resources for teachers to use for curriculum writing this summer. A big part of the curriculum writing is aligning the TEKS to the taught curriculum to the tested curriculum. We've really been focusing on highlighting our power standards, which are going to be now the readiness standards for this year, as we have the readiness standards and the supporting standards. And we've worked on creating common assessments, and we're getting better at that. You know, thank you all for allowing the purchase of a new question bank. We got that in, and we will use that in curriculum writing this summer. But another thing that a big focus on curriculum writing this year will be looking at the resources that we use in the classroom and ensuring that, because most resources they sell to the United States. So it will run the gamut. You know, they really focus on Texas, Florida, and California. But, and now with the Common Core, which Texas didn't go with Common Core. So we have to look at all the resources that we purchase, and we want to ensure that the lessons that we use in those lessons are aligned to our standards and to our tested curriculum. And these particular ones are will be purchased out of Region 4, so they are created by Texas educators. And so this will be a resource we can bring to the table, so as the curriculum writers are looking at the curriculum critiques, they can also look at the lessons that will align to them and guide teachers in that way of, here's a resource you can use to teach this one, which is to the rigor of the TEKS and to the STAR test.
Any questions?
I have a question.
Mrs. Searles.
Do we have anything we're using currently that this will replace, this will enhance, this will build upon?
Well, we have the C-scope lessons that we use. And it's going to vary depending on the content area. So everything that we purchase as far as resources will be a supplement to that. And so for science, we purchased STEM scopes, and recently we purchased it K-4 as well because the teachers liked it so much in grades 5-8. So it's going to supplement what we've already purchased, including C-scope, STEM scopes. We're looking at Jarrett for social studies.
So it will do this. It won't do this. You know, if I'm over here all by myself and I don't fit with them, it will fit into the overall plan?
Right. The non-negotiables are the TEKS, of course, and the tested curriculum, which is the STAR, and, you know, all the assessments that we're asking the district that are aligned to STAR. The negotiable part is the how. You know, we're not telling teachers how to teach in the classroom, but we want to give them resources that are aligned so they're not having to spend their whole TLC time looking. They can focus on what are the best practices, what Kagan strategies do we want to use, what Marshall Tate's 20 brain-based strategies, which they receive training.
I remember.
So that's what we want them focusing on the PLC. We provide resources for them to choose from.
And this sounds like it's mainly directed towards English learners.
And that's the thing. We have been weekly, we're calling Region 4. They are working on the Spanish materials. So that is in progress. So as soon as those are ready, we'll purchase those as well.
So you'll come back to purchase those because
it'll be grades 3-5. If it again, I can bring it to committee, but looking at all the grade levels that we're purchasing here, if it's just 3-5, it's probably not going to be.
What I'm reading is this particular resource will support the time schedule for our teachers to deliver explicit instruction in the second language. Okay, that's why you keep looking at me like you're.
I apologize. Yes, this one is for the ESL academies in the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, this is to help teach a language explicitly in English language learners, yes.
Which is what, if I recall from another curriculum meeting, there was a gap with our ability to do this. Am I correct that we didn't have a product that could do this? Isn't that what you came to us and told us that you were having trouble getting a product?
Well, those were, I think we're talking about those products that were in Spanish. This one is actually to specifically work with our EL learners in the summer to teach them
English. Okay. Thank you.
Through the chair.
Yes, sir. Hi, Dr. Murphy.
Can I ask a couple questions?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I just want to alert the board. This is like a really bad named vendor. Teacher-created materials. It sounds like, you know, three of our Canyon teachers came together and did it. It's actually the name of a vendor, teacher-created materials. And I just think that's something we need to make sure. It's not our teachers. It's not some teachers we know. It's an actual vendor. But secondly, you said, and you already, I think you answered it, it's just for this summer is what we're purchasing here today. And it's for the EL Academies for this summer.
Yes.
Okay.
One time.
Sorry. Yes.
But one time use, right. One time.
And then the third thing I had is we've used these guys in the past.
Oh, again, next. We could use it in 2013 is what you're saying.
It's, yes.
And do we have to pay them again?
No. These okay. Are, this is a one-time purchase.
We belong. Okay.
And then will we have, we've had teacher-created materials come before us. In fact, the vendor's actually been here. Where else are we using this in the district?
We're using it for the rest of our summer school program, for reading and mathematics, for grades 1 through 8. We also have purchased it to supplement our science curriculum where we have reading in the content area, so okay. We purchased it this year.
All right, and we like it, so it's not just those.
Really are really liking it.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Okay, clarification then. Let me ask a question. So this is only for EL students?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No more questions? No? Okay, does the committee feel comfortable in recommending anything?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony, next agenda item?
Item 2 is getting started with sound grading practices workshop by Pearson. Okay. About 5 teachers went to this workshop during the school year and came back and were very excited and wanted to bring it back for the whole school based on grading practices. We have our EIA policy that states we need to grade students based on mastery of objective, and we need to provide remedial opportunities for them if they don't do well. And basically, in speaking with the high school, and when they came to me asking, you know, did we have some Title II funds that we could help provide this training for them? We did. So in speaking with the administration at Canotillo High School, they feel like they've gotten a good handle on the curriculum. They're really moving forward with common assessments. But then it's that middle piece again of the top curriculum, the how, and how do we use the tools that we brought to the district, like the curriculum, like the common assessments, Eduphoria that we use to analyze data. How do we now translate that into ensuring that students have mastered the objective, not just about giving them a grade, not just about failure rate, but how are we ensuring that students are actually going to be prepared, that they have the academic readiness, and how do we remediate them? And several those teachers came back and they started implementing these practices, and it's starting to kind of spread around the school. And the training initially was for, you know, districts, leaders in the district to take this training and take it back. But grading is such a subjective, value-based thing to a teacher. Some will grade, we've talked about this before, some will grade on behavior, some will grade on master objective. Some give makeup art, some don't. You know, we've had to put some things in policy to try to standardize. This is really taking standardization to the next level. So giving that train of thought that when we grade a student, it should be based on mastery of objective. And if they don't master it, what do we do to ensure that they do? And so this is the training that, and because it's so value-based, based on how you feel about grading based on your experiences when you were a student, how did your teacher grade you, what have your experiences been, they felt like if they brought these people back that were really steeped in the research, that they would have a better outcome. So that's what they want. They're wanting to bring 4 trainers in for the entire campus. And because the trainers limit their audience to 30 teachers, so they want to bring in 4 trainers to provide this training the first week of August, that week they get back. And I totally support this based on Richard Brinstein's research on creating the best practices for me.
Ms. Cicero?
Is this going to come out of this year's budget or next year's budget?
Well, it's this year's budget, but this Title II runs through September.
Okay,
so it'll be training in August.
But you have the money for it right now. You're not asking Ms. Aguirre for budgeting this for next year in the budget cycle that we're currently looking at.
It's this year's budget.
The Title II funds run on July 1 through September 30th.
And so you still have money in the...
Yes.
Okay. And Dr. Murphy, all these things that we're purchasing, I hope, you know, I mean to keep reminding everybody of this, but we've got policy BQ that has got to be complied with, that all these purchases, all of these programs need to be evaluated.
Right, so, and that was a question I was going to ask, although going back to the first one, the teacher-created materials, that's just this summer. Will that be next summer as well?
Yes. Well, we'll collect the materials, and that's kind of...
So how will you do an evaluation on a summer-only item?
Well, we have diagnostic tests coming in and out of the summer programs. We're doing that with the math program, with the reading program, giving them a diagnostic test that these programs come with when they come in, and again, when they come out. And it will be 3 weeks. It will be 3 weeks. And if it's something that we find is really successful, that's helping the kids, and it's something we'll consider buying for the entire year as well.
But you understand what I'm saying, Dr. Murphy. These will all need to be evaluated, and even if it's only a summer program, we need to see the evaluation because we're going to approve the money to buy this.
And we need to keep
Absolutely.
In the database
Absolutely.
All our curricular products regarding the 1 year versus 2 year evaluation, what's 1 year, what's 2 year, per policy.
It's really
so
important that
us.
We do this.
Yeah, we do have the diagnostics set up for coming in and coming out of summer school because we want to know as well.
And I guess we'll set up a time in the near future when we'll hear the next step on the evaluations of the programs that we've had for 2011-2012. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any questions? No? I have a question. Do you also put this, since it's a purchase for the high school, well, it's not a real purchase, but it's some training, do you also put this as part of on the district improvement plan, since it's also...
Yes. I mean, part of the plan is to...
Well, the district and the campus improvement plan?
Yes.
Because it's also... Yes. Okay.
Because of the Title II funds and the requirements of the entitlement, they have to be found within the improvement plan.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Any more questions? No. Thank you. I guess the committee agrees? No questions? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Next agenda item.
Item 3 is the purchase of math curriculum resources for teachers.
Okay, this is what I was talking about earlier about aligning the written and talked to the tested. And this is where we're talking about that many products are sold nationwide, and we want to identify the resources in our curriculum that will be aligned to the lessons and the T's. So this was the one I was speaking about earlier. And again, I want to clarify the difference between a program and a resource. Like, for example, summer school is what we would consider a program. When we're looking at the resource from the teacher-created materials and the resources that the region forms that we put into it, those are resources that we're using in our programs, if that makes sense. So if we have an intervention program or if we have a summer school program, these are resources that help us make that program work.
It does make sense, but it needs to make sense in an evaluating way in a report, because we have got to be accountable for these thresholds of money. And that's the only way we can be, and that's why the state set out their policy, and that's why we set forth ours. And I think everybody understands that these are resources, but the resources are costing large amounts of money, and that's where we've got to be accountable.
Right. Including the human resources that are involved in looking at all things, all of the factors of what is working and what isn't, what is worth it, what isn't.
Okay. Any more questions? No? Okay, guess the committee brings to a vote. Okay, Tony, next agenda item.
Item 3 is community input.
Community input.
Annette?
No, I don't think.
Ron?
Okay, next agenda item.
Adjournment.
Yes, and it is 8:09.
Did you just beat me?
Yeah. He knows how to run a meeting.
There's competition here now.
Go,
hey, I did one. I did like 10 items.